Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Occasionally, we here at The Green take some time to highlight work created by student journalists at both the high school and college levels. And in this week's Enlighten Me, we return to the University of Delaware for more pieces produced by UD students for a class taught by Nancy Karabjanian, longtime first aid journalist, director of the UD Center for Political Communication, and one of the founders of Delaware Public Media. We start with graduate Sienna Furick, a marketing major, who notes 2021 college graduates face a litany of issues as they head into the real world: the increasingly competitive job market, the threat of salary-consuming student loans, and of course the unpredictable response to a global pandemic. But she reports there's another one that doesn't get as much attention: moving home with their parents.
With her UD marketing degree in hand, Elena Meeks is already making plans for her next move.
My plan right now is move home, hopefully get a job near my house, and then with any luck, pay off 2/3 of my student loans in 3 years and then move out. That is my ambitious goal.
Of course, moving back home certainly has its financial perks, but there are a few drawbacks that seniors worry about.
Not actually doing what I want with my life. It's one of those things where I'm afraid that I'm just going to be stuck in my hometown. And like, maybe I'll move out eventually, but like living at home for longer than I want to, not going and doing the things that I want to be able to do. And like eventually like move out, go on my own, travel, all those things. That's probably my biggest fear.
Others, keen on avoiding those pitfalls, like senior Justin Kaufman, have decided to take the dive into an independent lifestyle, opting to brave the renter's market, even though moving home may be a more secure option.
I did consider it, especially because it would be nice to have a financial stability before getting a place and stuff like that, just to save up money for the long run. But to me, I've been with them my entire life. And now that I've been not with them for the 4 years, it's better if I just stay away and do my own thing.
Justin may be taking on a risk, but according to a recent TD Ameritrade survey, 20% of Gen Z respondents indicated that their student debt will likely delay their leaving the nest. But for students like Elena, who are moving home with a plan, recognizing financial growth earlier is possible, assuming they begin to save, according to Joshua Dalton, a third-year PhD candidate in economics at the University of Delaware.
Moving back home allows them maybe to begin a habit of saving and also to develop a little bit of a cushion financially so that when they are living on their own, they've already got an emergency fund, they've already got some savings, maybe even some investments that they start, and those things can start generating interest in their early 20s instead of waiting until their later 20s or early 30s to start building some of that investment portfolio.
Heading back to your hometown can do more than just save you money, though. It may be a saving grace for parents who have been isolated throughout the pandemic.
My mom wants me to move home. She's like, I'm going insane. Please come home.
Thanks to 2021 marketing graduate Sienna Furick for her reporting. Next up, we hear from rising senior media communications major Patrick Laporte. He says the COVID-19 pandemic not only forced college freshmen to face online learning, but also cost many of them a year of their college experience. And he checks in with how they're faring.
The bells at Memorial Hall ring every day at every hour. In a typical year, thousands of students at the University of Delaware hear the bells from the dining halls, dorms, and classrooms. This year, however, freshmen stuck at home did not hear the iconic campus sound.
It definitely sucked. Like, I've been looking forward to being on campus for over a year, probably. So it's definitely a big letdown to know that I was going to be at home for the next at least 6 months.
That is freshman Colleen Cavagnero, a mechanical engineering major who spent her fall and spring semester in Charlestown, West Virginia. Cavagnero expected to live on campus during the fall. Before the news broke, she would not be so lucky. Fellow freshman Noah Baraclough saw the fall in a different light.
I realized that for my family, they were going to have to put out $15,000 for me to go down and probably like disobey their rules if I was to go out and violate COVID protocols and, you know, go down and get COVID and not pay attention to my work.
The sports management major logs into Zoom from his Pennsylvania bedroom.
The fall, I had no in-person classes, same with spring, but I kind of just accepted it in the fall.
A total of 1,285 students lived on campus during the fall semester, with 591 of them freshmen. The spring semester proved different. The university increased its number of students from just under 1,300 to just under 4,000 kids, with freshmen and seniors given top housing priority. Dean of Students Adam Cantley says the ability to increase COVID testing played a role in the decision.
In the fall semester, we were running campus testing and surveillance testing 2 days a week. And we were new after studying it that we could pivot that to run that 4 days a week.
Along with the ability to utilize more residence halls.
We knew we had the ability to provide more single room spaces.
Colleen and Noah are not among those on campus. It came down to, is it worth it with all their classes online?
You know, if I'm going to be on campus, but taking classes all online, it's not really worth it. Like the money just to sit in a dorm instead of in my room at home.
Noah says it took some convincing from his family to stay home. But just like Colleen, the move to campus seemed unnecessary and expensive.
It's for the best, honestly. And I would have just had it added on another $15,000 or whatever to pay off after school. So nothing I can do about it.
The upcoming 2021 fall semester looks to provide a change of scenery. Rising sophomores received priority housing for the fall.
Everybody who has applied for upper division housing at this point, so sophomore, junior, senior level, has already been guaranteed their spot.
This means Colleen will finally get the college experience she hoped for. The next step, finding out where she will live.
Just being on campus is going to be enough for me.
Thanks to Rising Senior Communications major Patrick Laporte for his reporting. And we finish with another Rising Senior Media Communications major, Caitlin Lucci, who looks at women trying to find their voice in the male-dominated sports industry, whether it's as a coach, reporter, or analyst. She reports more and more women are breaking down barriers.
It has been 35 years since the first woman reporter was allowed into a professional sports team locker room. And since then, women coaches, reporters, and students studying the field have proven their worth within the industry. University of Delaware head softball coach Jennifer Steele knows firsthand the reality of being a woman in a man's world.
It's hard to quantify it, but it is a profession where you are in the minority, and there are just challenges.
Steele helped engineer an impressive turnaround for the Blue Hens since starting as head coach back in 2018. But winning games has not been the only obstacle Steele has had to face.
A lot of times for male coaches, it's they're confident and they're sure and they're just competitive. And for a female coach, it's too aggressive, it's rude. Mm-hmm. And so that has been the challenge, is to get the female athletes comfortable with following women, because most of them have not had that.
Women in sports, like Steele, are often the subject of greater scrutiny simply because of their gender.
It was just so critical that you didn't trip up, that you didn't get any sort of mistake, because it was just magnified because you're a woman.
That's Melissa Stark, sideline reporter for the National Football League and host of NFL 360. Stark began her career in the biggest male-dominated sport, football, but she didn't shy away from her dreams of becoming a sports reporter. Rather, it motivated her.
And they, you know, players would challenge you and challenge your knowledge, but as long as you had your information right and knew what you were talking about, then you earned respect. But you had to earn respect in a different way, I think, than men.
From the sidelines to the classroom, change is also happening in the sports management major. Head of the program at UD, Matthew Robinson, is well aware of the gender shift.
So in 1994, you know, I would look at a class and it'd probably be 80-20, you know, male to female. And I think over those 30 years, you've seen it, you know, gradually increase. But I'd like to think in the last couple of years, it has significantly increased of that interest on females getting involved in the academic major.
While for some sports management majors, it may have been intimidating interning for the Blue Hen football team, junior Melanie Guido took the opportunity to understand more about what it means to be a woman in sports.
I think when I'm surrounded by a male-dominated industry, it makes me ultimately more competitive, and I find it as a challenge, and I find it also as an opportunity.
Melanie hopes to join the ranks of Jennifer Steele, Melissa Stark, and the other women making headway in the changing field of sports and sports management.
Thanks to rising senior media communications major Caitlin Lucci, as well as recent marketing major graduate Sienna Ferrick, and rising senior media communications major Patrick Laporte, for enlightening us with their features this week.